Because of the stillness of the gathering. Emulating Sahaba radiallahu anhum, respected brothers, let us come forward, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wal Aqibatu lil Muttaqeen. Wa Salatu wa Salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Alihi wa Sahbihi wa man ihtada bihadihi ila Yawmiddin. أما بعد فقد قال تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال كان الصحابة رضي الله عنهم يستعدون لرمضان قبل مجيئه بشهور صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين مصنرب العلماء respected حفاظ beloved elders let us begin by reciting صلوات درود upon حبيب صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم right at the outset We express our gratitude to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, our thanks and our shukr to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for the abundance of ni'am and bounties that Allah is bestowing upon us, has bestowed upon us, and inshallah will bestow upon us in the future. We had the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala descending upon us just before the Maghrib Salah. These are moments when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala exhibits His kindness to His creation, cooling down after a hot, hot day. Imagine in the month of Ramadan, the mercy and the kindness and the cooling showers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy will be cascading upon the ummah. And it is in these moments, beloved friends, that we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we express and we extend our weakness and we say, Oh Allah, you do and we cannot do. We are from the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the best of umam. Not by choice, but by selection from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ You have been selected by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to be part of this ummah. And what is this ummah? This ummah is the last to walk upon the face of this earth, but the first to enter into paradise. This ummah, my beloved friends, has been showered with mercy upon mercy, kindness upon kindness, Love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which knows no bounds. And this is the kindness that we need to express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And amongst the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, apart from making us from the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein we know that this Prophet, this Rasul, is لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ The most perfect example. But beyond that, we know that we are personalities, we are individuals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that from the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such a galaxy of men and women that فَبِأَيِّهِمْ اِقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ When the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes this galaxy of people saying that whichever one of them you take guidance from, you take them as your role model, you follow them, ihtadaytum, you will be rightly guided. This is Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, my beloved friends. And it is necessary for us to learn about them, to know them, to understand their lives, to see what their actions were. And this is the reason that such programs are held, wherein Azmatu Ahlul Bayt wa Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the greatness, the honor of the Ahlul Bayt and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum are made mention of. We learn about this galaxy of people. And beloved friends, we know that Ramadan is on our doorstep. There's an amazing narration in Nasa'i Sharif, When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is reported and is captured to have said that on the last day of Sha'ban, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands among Sahaba and he says, Atakum Ramadan. Ramadan has come. Shahrun Mubarakun. It's a beautiful month. It's a blessed month. It's an auspicious month. What is this month? Faradallahu alaykum siyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained upon you that in this month you are to fast. You are to keep sawm. And this is the farad of this month. That additional ibadah, which is compulsory for us to do in the month of Ramadan, is fasting. But then look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which follows. تُفْتَحُ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ In this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has flung open the doors of paradise. وَتُغْلَقُ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ الْجَحِيمِ And the doors of Jahannam have been shut. The shayateen have been chained. These are mercy upon mercy upon mercy for us as the ummah. That Allah is making the conditions favorable for us in this month to do the utmost that we can in terms of ibadah and good actions to multiply our rewards so that we can get into that Jannah. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ In this month, there is a night which is greater than 1,000 months. And we know Laylatul Qadr, this is the reference here from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And then a warning, or a somber note, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, take note of this, that if you are deprived of the goodness of this night, then you are deprived of all goodness. May Allah save us. May Allah allow us to see the month of Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Allah, allow us to see Ramadan. Allow us to take full benefit of the month of Ramadan. In the narration that I mentioned, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma mentions that Sahaba radiallahu anhum used to prepare for the month of Ramadan qabla maji'ihi, before it had come to them, bishuhur, by many, many months. In Laylatul Ma'arif, it is mentioned that Sahaba radiallahu anhum would for 6 months prior to the commencement of Ramadan make dua, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, let us see Ramadan. And 6 months after the ending of Ramadan, oh Allah, accept our Ramadan from us. This was Sahaba. Their lives revolved around the month of Ramadan. Their lives revolved around Ramadan. 6 months expecting it. 6 months begging for acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what were their actions in the month of Ramadan? Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu has an amazing narration in Bukhari Sharif. And he mentions that this was Sahaba. When Ramadan had come, يكثرون من العبادة يكثرون من العبادة Their life was ibadah. The month of Ramadan was ibadah. Was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Explaining the statement, Aisha radiallahu anha also mentions in Bukhari Sharif, يَتْرُكُونَ الدُّنْيَا They left the dunya one side. It wasn't part of their makeup for the month of Ramadan. Now we know, obviously, we have to make a living. We have to ensure that our lives go on in that sense. But our focus for the month of Ramadan should be ibadah. Our fasting. Our taraweeh salah. And we'll come to a few other actions which Sahaba radiallahu anhum really emphasized on in the month of Ramadan. So these were the two things. And in the narration of Ibn Mas'ud continuing, he said, they yukthiruna min al-ibadah, they would make an abundance of ibadah, and they would make sure that every moment was captured. Meaning that nothing was left to chance. This in our terminology is goal setting. To say that for this Ramadan, I want to try and finish 2 khatams of Quran, or 3 khatams of Quran. I want to ensure that no moment of mine is left without dhikrullah on my tongue. That when I speak amongst my family or in my business, I'm not being vulgar. Or when I do my business, I'm making sure everything is of the highest caliber as expected by us. This is ibadah as well. Every aspect of our lives in the month of Ramadan should be of the highest level. Specifically our ibadah. Beyond that, my beloved friends, and it is, you know, time for supper, and we don't, or maybe time for tea, so we don't want to extend and make this session too long, but a couple of actions which we find from the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, which they emphasized upon in the month of Ramadan, and one was Quran, the recitation of Quran. It is mentioned of Uthman radiallahu anhu that every 3 days he would make a khatam of Quran. Of Ali radiallahu anhu, it is mentioned that every night he used to make a khatam of Quran. So we are not of that level. And inshallah Allah make us of that level at some point in our life. That's the aspiration that we need to have. But we look at, for example, we look at the example of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhumah. And it is mentioned, again, a Bukhari Sharif narration, it is mentioned that in the month of Ramadan, he used to recite Quran more in the month of Ramadan than outside of the month of Ramadan. So this is our level. This is our principle. That yes, alhamdulillah, we are reciting one para today, and this is our habit, inshallah. Or we are reciting one page today, or we are reciting whatever level we can at this point. But in the month of Ramadan, we try and we double it, and we make it a bit more, and we try our level best to get to the highest that we can, especially in regards with regards to our Quran. The second point, which I found extremely amazing, and was that when the narrations explain the recitation of Quran of Sahaba, one narration mentions they used to recite bitadabburin wa fahmin. They're not just recitation, but they used to ponder over the meaning of the ayat that they were reciting. They used to exert themselves in understanding what they are reading. And this is something, my beloved friends, I feel that we need to put a little bit more emphasis on. And how can we do this? We find another narration of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, wherein he mentions that in the month of Ramadan, Sahaba used to have halaqat of Quran. And they used to teach each other Quran. And now for us, for example, in our circumstances, we sometimes say that, you know what, it's very busy, I can't go for a lesson today. Or I can't take out that extra time to sit with someone because it's hectic, Ramadan is busy. But we should maybe try a little bit to say to our alim of our community, of our locality, that, Mulana, I just want to read a couple of ayat to you, just so I start building my capacity of tajweed, etc., 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 so my Quranic recitation becomes a bit better. That's something we can try to do in the month of Ramadan. But beyond that, and this is where we extend this aspect of halaqat and gatherings of Quran. Our ulama, alhamdulillah, after Taraweeh Salah, or sometimes before Taraweeh, they try to explain a couple of verses of Quran, or they give an overview of the night summary of what has been recited in Quran. This is also counted from the halaqat of Quran. And this is also counted from the actions of Sahaba, as we heard of the narration of Abu Hurairah. And many a times, what do? We stand up straight after Taraweeh and we're hitting it to the car. And yes, we are tired, we understand. But again, this is Ramadan. It doesn't come every day. So let us try our level best to take part in these gatherings. To sit and to listen to what exactly did Allah tell me in this recitation tonight. What were the words of Quran that were recited in the Taraweeh Salah tonight? And this is something that inshallah will enliven the spirit of Quran within our hearts. Beyond just words, the meaning of those words becoming alive in our lives and in our hearts. Beyond this, my beloved friends, Sahaba radiallahu anhum were extremely generous in the month of Quran, in the month of Ramadan. It is mentioned of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam himself that he was kana ajwadun nas. He was the most generous of people. But wa kana ajwadu ma yakun fi Ramadan. More generous was Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the month of Ramadan. And obviously following on the footsteps of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And it is mentioned of him specifically that in the month of Ramadan, he used to become extremely generous. And obviously then beyond that was Uthman radiallahu anhu, and amazing was the generosity of Uthman out of Ramadan. But it's mentioned specifically of his generosity within the month of Ramadan that he used to spend so much that the needs of the people of Medina used to be fulfilled by his generosity alone. By his generosity alone, the needs of the people of Medina were fulfilled, and this is only in the month of Ramadan that we are speaking about. So my beloved friends, we are in the habit, alhamdulillah, our community is in the habit of discharging our zakah and our farad charities for those of us who are eligible for that. It is a good time to do it in the month of Ramadan because it gives us a good yardstick, the good timing, so we know the first of Ramadan, for example, the next verse of Ramadan is our 1 year. So we know how to time ourselves, etc. And this is a good thing, alhamdulillah. It shows that we give seriousness to this ibadah as well. And we should continue in that regard. And we should try our level best to ensure that our zakah, if we have to give that out, is given out. And we should try in Ramadan, because the rewards of Ramadan also extend to this when we discharge zakah in this month as well. But beyond so sadaqah, there is also lillah. And these are optional. And we know the reward of a farad in the month of Ramadan is multiplied to that of 70 faraid or more. And the reward of a nafil is multiplied to that of a farad. So these optional charities that are available for us to give. We live in a country, alhamdulillah, in some ways, that Allah gives us the opportunity to be generous. I mean, in many other countries, we might not find so many poor people so readily available to accept our charities. But Allah has given us to us. So we should make use of the opportunities. And yes, I'm not making light of the situation out there. It's extremely difficult and extremely challenging. But Allah has given us the opportunity. And Allah has put in our hands. And during these days, we should be distributing to those and making lives better of all of those around us. Beyond that, my beloved friends, and beyond charity, beyond the Quran, there is obviously the Taraweeh Salah that is being performed. And amazing is the narration of Umar radiallahu anhu, wherein it is mentioned he used to gather the people and he used to bring them to the masjid to recite Taraweeh Salah. He used to gather the people and bring them to the masjid to recite Taraweeh Salah. So again, this is emulation of the sunnah of Khulafa al-Rashidin al-Mahdiyin. This is also following the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should endeavor and we should try to be in the masjid for our Taraweeh, or at least wherever there is a jamaat which is taking place, and ensure that throughout the month of Ramadan, not just for 10 days or for 5 days or for 15 days that we are reading our Taraweeh, for the full 30 days or 29 days, we should perform our Taraweeh Salah. With us, my beloved friends, comes the last 10 days. And there are so many narrations of the last 10 days, so many benefits of the last 10 days. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Quran is revealed around the last 10 days as well. And i'tikaf will be taking place during the last 10 days. Many of our schools will give off over the last 10 days as well. Our kids should be in the masjid. The month of Ramadan is the month of Quran and the month of ibadah and the month of the masjid. When we build ourselves in this month of Ramadan, then Allah subhanahu and ulama have given the likelihood of this month of Ramadan to us being in an extremely desolate, cold, windy space. That is the world. And Ramadan gives us the opportunity to armor ourselves and to put on that armor that will allow us to face that world for the next 11 months of the year. Other examples of the month of Ramadan, and these are the sayings of our ulama, that this is like a workshop. A 30-day workshop in acquiring taqwa. And Allah is saying for 30 days you need to fast, you need to perform taraweeh, you need to go all out. This is your training ground. And for the next 11 months of the year, you have to survive till the next Ramadan. So you train yourself for 30 days to be able to go out the rest of the year. And then you get your 30 days again to renew and to refresh your training. These are the examples that our ulama give us of the month of Ramadan, my beloved friends and my beloved elders. Ramadan is an auspicious moment. We know the first 10 days, the second 10 days, the last 10 days are extremely valuable. There are du'as which are mentioned from the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. These du'as, alhamdulillah, our ulama have put them into these small little posters and they send them out onto WhatsApps regularly. It's put up onto our masjid boards as well. We should try our best to keep those du'as in front of us. What are the du'as for the first 10 days? What are the du'as for the second 10 days? What are the du'as for the final 10 days? And we should try to read these du'as in abundance. Beloved friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us on the doorstep of the month of Ramadan. We are, inshallah, going to see Ramadan within 8 days. These are the moments where we throw ourselves at Allah's door. Like the actions and like the inspirations of the like of Aisha radiallahu anha, where she said, يَتْرُكُونَ الدُّنْيَا. They left their dunya. They focused on the akhirah for these 30 days of the year. Let us emulate that. Let us try our best. For the last 10 days, if we can, let us put our leave in advance and try and spend the itikaf within the masjid, within the various localities around us. Let us take benefit from the gatherings and from the programs that our ulama will be having, as we explained what was the life of Sahaba, how Abu Huraira explained the halaqat of Quran in the month of Ramadan. These are opportunities for us. And just as we have mentioned the cascading of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we beg and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be a part of that, to be a part of those who capture that mercy. Our ummah is in strife. Our ummah across the world, in Sudan, in Gaza, in Syria, it is in a rebuilding phase right now. Our ummah requires du'as, our ummah requires goodness, our ummah requires us to rebuild and to make ourselves into those who emulate Sahaba to the truest sense and the truest fashion. And it is through learning Sahaba, it is through learning what their actions were through the months of the year, through the months of Ramadan, that we will become the true emulators of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, emulators of Sahaba, and become from those who will be entered into Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Some parting narrations, just as inspiration for us. We know there is a very famous narration when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through a hadith Qudsi explains that fasting is not for any individual. Fasting is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, fasting is for me. Fasting is for me. And I will reward that individual who fasts. No one else. The doors of paradise, amongst them is a rayyan. And that is for that individual who fasts. The month of Quran is the month of Ramadan. These are inspirations for us, my beloved friends. We've mentioned many incidents of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Let us take inspiration from their lives. Let us try our best to make this Ramadan the best Ramadan that we've ever had. And inshallah, we constantly build and build and build into paradise, inshallah. May Allah grant myself firstly the ability and the tawfiq, and thereafter each and every one of us. As I said, I never want to keep this session too long. It is time for tea for many of us. For those who've just returned from work, it's time for supper. And thus we'll terminate, inshallah. We'll ask Mawdif Asaf to make a dua for us, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم والحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة يا لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم سلم رمضان لنا لا وسلمه لنا متقبلا بفضل سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.